In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, who is informed about tactic in football, they know that a good team is usually playing successful only when they have a good defense. When the defense is working and you avoid goals, then you can better start with attack actions and win the matches. You can, of course, run forward and shoot goals, but you will get then more than you have shot, and you will lose the match. Why do I tell this? I want to compare this with something is important in our life. And we do all know how important gratitude is in our life. And now when a new year is starting and the old has passed, we think more intensively about our life, our past and our future. And here the gratitude is playing an important role. Because when you are thankful for what you have gotten in past, you are appreciating it, and the more you are interested to save it, to extend it, to grow in this regard. And usually when we speak about gratitude, we remember things we have gotten. Food, a roof, parents, family, a good childhood, education, and so on and so on. And we see how many people in the world are missing all these goods. And we are nevertheless enjoying them. And how privileged we are on one hand. And then we say thanks for all of these gifts we got, we have gotten in our life. At the same time, I want to focus your mind to another sphere in our life. We think and we imagine it as a negative. Not the pleasant and the good gifts, but something was not successful in our life. And regarding this, we, the Catholic priests, we pray every Sunday in one psalm, the Psalm 118 in the Terts of the Breviary, these following words. Bono mihi quia humiliasti me, udiscam justificationes tuas. It's good for me that you have humiliated me, so I learn your law. These words are addressed to God. And King David is saying, thank you, God, that you have humiliated me. Humiliation, we do not think here about the sinful, the scandal, when we publish, for instance, things from the intime life of another person and make them public. This is, of course, a crime. This is a sin. It's not permitted. But humiliation means, God, you allows that something does happen is leading me to bigger humility. And when I experience something and I understand I have to humiliate in front of you. And this is also something we have all right and necessity to express our deep gratitude. The simple example we see. We are trying to do a work. We want to have success, but it doesn't work. And we don't have success. And then usually we become excited and angry, and we become loud. Why does it not work? And we are disappointed. And by this way, we do not learn the lecture God is allowing to happen for us. Possibly, I have not paid attention enough on an important circumstance. Possibly, a part is important has not been respected by me. And possibly, I was thinking I am an expert and have not been aware that I should give up the pride in self-estimation. And possibly God is allowing for me this unsuccessful experience so I become more humble and I pay more attention on things I have not sufficiently learned yet. And this is finally helping me to make a progress. And these are simple connections in our life, but that's important. And we have sometimes really a reason to say, thank you, God, that you have stopped me. My over self-estimation, my opinion about myself as an expert, as a prudent man, it was too big, and possibly it is good for me that I have been humiliated by you. So I learned to know my true, real place in front of you, and I don't think too arrogantly about my own person and my abilities. Bono mihi quia tu humiliastime. So I learn better than your law, your justice, your truth. And this is important for us. Or another sphere in our life. Some other people do show me that I have made a mistake, that I have not respected something, that I have been dishonest, that I have not respected sufficiently other people, and I have not paid attention on their experienced opinion in life. And we are tempted then often enough to become again angry and to think, who is he or she that they do really criticize me? They are nobodies and I am an expert. I have made my diploma, for instance, or I got ordained priest, for instance, and I'm an expert. And then we become angry about those people and do not sufficiently think first, has he or has she right? Possibly is their critics correct? And if I would listen more on them, I would avoid mistakes, I would correct myself, and I would become able to make a progress in my life. And here we see sometimes it's good that somebody, especially a friend or a family member or a close person to me, does tell me, because the other people see the same fault on me and they are possibly laughing and criticizing me in a manner is not correct. But when a friend tells it me, then he wants to help me, in how thankful I should be to him, because he does really, or she does really want to help me. And so we can improve ourselves and win the confidence of the other wise and well-experienced people again. So here again, not the own pride should direct me. Who are they that they do criticize me? No, doesn't matter who is telling me a critical word. The first important question should be for us, Are they right? Possibly they are really right. And then I should learn from the other people's experience and opinion. Or we do also say and see in our lives the third sphere is often enough happening in our life. For instance, health issues, any illness, any sickness. It does happen, and we are also tempted to say, why does it happen to me? I would like to do something is good. I have a program in my life. My help, my activity is important for other people. Why am I now sick? And of course, we are a little bit disappointed and depressed when we become sick, but possibly this is also sent us by God in order to teach us a certain lecture. Of course, we should always try to become healthy, to do all therapies are recommended by wise doctors and medic staff, and so on and so on. But if we are sick, possibly God has also sent it me that I should learn a lecture. And we do experience and we know cases when people who got sick have started to think more intensively about their life and the sense of the life. How many people became sick have started to reflect more intensively and have intensivated their own relationship to God. It doesn't mean we should consciously become sick. No, but if it does happen, then possibly it is also sent us in order to teach us a lecture, and we should be aware. We should open our internal senses, trying to understand, oh dear God, teach me your law, teach me your truth and your justice. And possibly I'm suffering now in order to learn something will help me in future. So for instance, when a person get a virus, for instance, and is seriously suffering, of course, it's pain and it's a cross, but possibly in several regards, we learn to pay more and better attention on our own body, on our health of soul and body. And then by this way, because we correct our style of life, we can avoid in future much worse illnesses and diseases. And we see nothing is coincidental in our life. God is sending us battles and crosses in order to improve us. That's why this word of King David is very deep when he says, it is even good for me, O dear Lord, that you are humiliating me. So I do better learn your law, your justice, your holy commandments. We should be aware this word, when we priests pray, it should intensivate our view on this side of the reality. And then when we are thankful for the good gifts in our life, we are possibly, I try now to continue my picture I started with, we do build a good defense on one side of the football field. But when we are thankful also for so-called unpleasant things in our life, we build also a good defense on the other side. So our defense line is then working good, and our true spiritual immune system is activated, and then we can defend, and with gratitude in our mind, we can better fulfill our positive duties God has given us. And because we are appreciating all God is allowing for us, and the more intensive is the power in fulfilling of good things, because we do also better learn to have to the right mind, the right intention. So let us thank God consciously also for all so-called unpleasant events in our life, and let us always also to have a thought when we are suffering, when we are disappointed and so on, that possibly this is also for my best. And this does happen really in our life. We do make the mistake. Something very unpleasant, a big injustice has happened in past, in my life, for instance. And then we learned a lecture, we became more careful, and then sometimes years and decades later only, we understand, now I am prepared better for this battle. Now is much more serious, much more intensive. But thank to the so-called negative experiences in past, I can pass successfully this battle now. So our thankfulness should grow, and at the same time, our humility should also grow. And these are our armament, is also our armament in order to glorify God by our life and our good example, giving Him the glory and saying sincerely thanks for all the gifts, the positive one and the so-called unpleasant ones, because God is the Lord of our life, and we want to devote Him our life totally. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.